Hey guys, and welcome back
to Undergals.
Woo! Wobble, wobble, gobble,
oh, yeah.
Gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Because Thanksgiving.
This is a special edition.
Yep, Thanksgiving episode. Woo! I feel like Friends. You know the Thanksgiving episode?
Oh, yeah, where all the episodes come out.
Oh, yeah.
With the turkey head and the.
So special. Special edition.
Yeah, special edition. So today we're just basically going to talk about what we're thankful for.
Yeah, it's going to be short and sweet.
Yeah.
Just like me,
I know that you were going there. You're like, and I'm too shy to say it. Should I say it?
Should I say it? I'll say it. Since everybody's thinking about it.
Okay.
Okay. So, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for simply being able to go out anywhere, because last year it was like we had to be stuck at home. Seeing the same person, same people.
Yeah.
No. But honestly, it really made me be grateful to go to a restaurant, enjoy the time there, you know, out of the house.
Yeah.
Go to Target.
Do some retail.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Retail shopping. Go to Walmart. Just walk around the aisles and look at the stuff.
Just hang out with your friends sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Just, so I'm grateful for that.
Same. I think I agree, definitely. Being able to just kind of, I know, like you mentioned, last year it was just lockdown, right? And even if you did hang out with the family, it was always like, ooh, this is kind of scary, you know? And now it's a little bit, I mean, it's still definitely, you know, it's still scary sometimes, but it's a little bit more, you know, you're not very like, oh my gosh, something bad is going to happen. You know, a little bit more safe, I guess.
Yeah, because you already know
what
you're looking at.
I agree. And I think I'm also grateful for just the new doors that were opened for, like, during the season of just, like, the podcast. I know I started my new job. All these new things that it's like, wow, like, that's awesome, you know? Like, this podcast has been, I guess this is a great time to say thank you guys for, you know, for making this just a fun kind of thing to do. And we received good feedback, which has been great. And being able to hear that people
relate to it,
and that share their experiences with us. It's really great
but I was like, I know that this episode was like, we didn't really feel like doing it because
the last one,
Leslie wasn't feeling so great. She was a little tired
and sick,
and I was a little tired too
because she's hangover, guys.
I was tired. So, you know, we kind of were just a little down. And
but just to hear the feedback,
it was so heartwarming.
Yeah.
So it was like, wow, it was worth it.
Yeah, it definitely is, because, and we were talking about this, how sometimes we have very, like, fun episodes, which is great, you know, like, funny and stuff. And then we have serious episodes, and it's so great to have kind of the people that like both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking about it, Nancy says that she's definitely more like a funny type of, like, I want to hear something.
I'm always down to listen to something funny. Because I feel like it makes my day.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling down, I feel like it just makes me smile and laugh and kind of gets me in a different mood.
Yeah, I'm definitely both. Like, I like my funny days, but I also like going deep into stuff, you know? So I think como dijo, who said it, nobody said it better, by Hannah Montana. I like the
best of both worlds. We're way off.
But yeah, like, you know, getting the best of both things. So thank you guys. Thank you for continuing on this journey with us and being so supportive. Our friends that have been, you know, like, listening to us. I know that I have my friends that I always, like, text me something about the podcast episode, and that's so heartwarming.
Yeah,
and
it's really motivating.
Yes, yeah. So thank you for that. Definitely very grateful for that. And I think our 15 followers are just amazing. Wouldn't change them.
What do y'all want for Christmas?
But yeah, and definitely, like I said, like, the new doors, like, you know, starting my job has been a great, I mean, my bank account was not looking great before my job, you know? It was a negatives.
Yeah.
So
you're thankful for what this year brought.
Yeah, definitely the blessings, you know? Yeah. Family.
Yeah. Definitely the blessings.
Yeah.
Because nowadays,
you don't know. Like, everybody's in different boats. So I think even, like, the little things, just, you know, having the ability. Like you were saying, like, during the time, I think it makes you realize a lot of the things. Like, for me, even the technology, having, like a computer to be able to do Zoom and stuff. Oh, it's like, yeah. A lot of people don't have that luxury, I would say.
And it made you appreciate it way more.
So I'm like super grateful for that. The cars that, like, you know, if I didn't have a car, I wouldn't be able to, like, you know, get from place to place.
Do curbside pickup?
Yes. What did you say? Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime. Yeah. Thank you, Amazon, for coming through during that tough year.
Yeah. What else? Oh, grateful for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wouldn't have been possible if... I mean, it might have been possible. I'm just kidding. But, like, without each other, you know? And
yeah.
I'm really grateful for where we're at at the moment. Or for, like, our relationship outside of just being sister-in-law.
Yes. We're friends.
We're besties. We're, what's that TikTok? We're Linda and best friends.
You just said Linda. I was trying to, like, think of a song. But, yeah. Best friends.
Yeah, so definitely, I'm very grateful for
I like where we're at now. I feel like I can talk to you. I feel like, talk to you, but, like, I feel like I can actually tell you, like, no, don't do that. Or like, I don't like what you're, doing.
Yeah.
Because before, she would take it wrong, but now.
I would not. She thought I would take it wrong, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, I really like where we're at. I feel like I'm getting to know you way more than what I did. Because I really thought, like, I knew you, and apparently I don't.
Yeah.
So I am thankful
for that.
For you and
definitely agree. I'm thankful for
this opportunity we have. Also,
you have a present for me. It seemed like she had a present for me because she like reached out like also.
No, because I'm like for you.
Oh,
you know.
Also
pointing at you. Dang, why are you cut me off?
I'm sorry.
Now I'm like, I gotta think about it.
I got too excited.
You're like, oh, present,
present for me.
I am thankful for social media, just in general.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we really learned to use it in an efficient way, productive.
Mm-hmm.
Because before it was just, you know, just like Instagram, like just looking at chisme. Mm-hmm. Now it's like there's a lot of tips out there on, for example, growing a small business. I feel like that helped a lot. It is like a different perspective. Like before, it was like, no, you need a lot of money to start off a business. Now it's really just social media. Like, hey, who wants to buy this?
And just simply, I think going into that, like, if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't have learned how to start a podcast. It's just
exactly
as easy as like, hey, Google, how do I start a podcast?
Yeah, and we didn't need a whole bunch of money to start. We really just needed the microphone
and a computer and us ourselves. But I'm grateful. I definitely think it's been a good, you know, there's of course challenges in life, but it's been a good year and a good, I mean, that's for New Year's, right? But like things to be thankful for. So definitely agree.
Yeah.
I think this is a great season to think about, to make it a tradition, I would say, to sit with, you know, with the people that you're celebrating Thanksgiving with and just like one thing you're thankful for. Because sometimes I feel like we can focus a lot of the things that are going bad. And it's
that
like, hey, like, we can always find something, even if it's something tiny. But, you know, like, simply, like, being able to wake up another day.
Uh-huh.
Like,
it's
something that you
the
can...
the little things.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
The little things that count. Yeah. My dog. I'm thankful for my lucky, you know?
Yeah. I know you are. She's your child.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I get you when you say just by waking up this morning.
Yeah.
It has
come down to
it
that.
It has been a really blessed year for us, but it has been, you know, my heart goes out to all everybody that was affected by COVID.
Yeah, because it's hard. I mean, life definitely took a toll. Like, it changed completely, and I think... Yeah.
So, that's, just, you know, like, I feel like...
Kind of a wake-up call of, like, hey, like...
Be thankful for the little things.
For the little things, because we never know when...
Yeah, like, I remember I was like... Like.
Sorry. You're the like and I'm the yeah.
Even just watching a show.
You're the like to my yeah. Sorry. I had to think about that.
I saw you thinking like, ooh, fuck. Just by looking at a series or TV and they were out on a bar.
Yeah.
Or just at a restaurant or being able to shop. I was like, oh my God, I missed that. I wanted to cry. Am I sensitive? I wanted to cry because I was like...
It reminds you of that.
I miss just not caring about germs and being free and not caring about what I touch and hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm.
Just being able to socialize with people. I think for a while, like before I was like, dang, I haven't seen my friends for a while. And now it's like, You know, like being able to have simply
cherish the times,
the little things, and the times that you can spend with other people, with your family, with.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely thankful for my family, my friends,
and me,
Leslie. Mm-hmm.
Tex, your dog. You see, guys,
I love Tex, but why do you have to rub it in my face all the time that I don't love him?
She didn't even remembered him.
I do love him. He just ripped my skirt this week. He ripped up my cute skirt this week, so I'm a little mad. But yeah, I'm thankful for him.
I'm thankful for my mom. So specific. Thankful for my mom.
Yeah.
I've been sick lately, and she's been like there, like echando my Vicks. And, you know,
oliendo a viejita tú.
Haciéndome mi Theraflu little teas. I'm it is true. I'm a baby when I'm sick. Yeah.
Leslie's a big baby.
Believe so she's been taking care of me, and
Yeah, that's nice. So,
definitely a lot of things to be thankful for. Even the simple things, like I was telling Nancy, I'm grateful for my hair growing. Because it's like, I've been waiting for it to grow for a while.
She always has been wanting long hair.
So, just the little things, guys. We don't have to go deep into like, thankful for all that, you know?
So, it has been a really good year. I'm glad that we're here right now. Whatever led to this moment, thankful for that. But yeah, we ask you to join us. And
what are you thankful for?
Yeah,
can send us some things if it's like, you know, like I'm really thankful for this. So that would be nice. Yeah. Share it with us.
Yeah, go ahead and share it with us.
For the fall season.
Oh, yeah, I love fall season.
For Starbucks, which I'm not, you know, the cold weather. I'm not a big cold weather, but I mean, some people might be, you know.
Just like right now, the way it's outside.
Yeah, right now it's perfect because it's not too cold, it's not too hot.
But like, whenever I have to wear like a sweater, a big jacket.
It's like a scarf.
And then take it off during the day because it gets a little harder. Yeah, it sucks. But,
but what are you thankful for?
But yeah, so this is just a pretty short episode. Just wanted to let you guys know what we're thankful for.
And
nobody asked, but
here I am. Also, we might be starting a TikTok, guys. So follow us so y'all can see us dance.
Yeah. Do you want to listen? Like, do you want to see us dance to Bad Bunny?
No. We should dance.
Leslie, no.
That's a
hard pass.
Yeah. That's a what? What was it? Unpopular opinion? Anyways. Yeah, so try to find us. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the food.
Oh, for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Turkey, ham, mashed potatoes.
I'm just looking forward for
Tamales, pozole,
una coquita mexicana. You know?
Yeah.
The little things. The being with the family. The getting asked, so when are you going to get married?
You're like, oh, what am I going to say this time?
No, I can't say school anymore because I'm done with school. What's going to be my excuse now? I had to think about that one, guys.
Let's have some time. Cuando te digan, like, vieja, tu tercer plato ya. ¿Cuándo comienzo la dieta?
Sí, hey. Empecé a ir al gimnasio con Nancy. So.
¿Cuándo, amiga?
Voy a empezar a ir al gimnasio con Nancy. We got the subscription.
Yes.
That's the first step.
I know. We're like, let's just do it. We got the subscription like 2 weeks ago.
And we haven't gone, guys. But we're committed. We're going to start.
We're committed. Yeah, because we're not going to pay.
You're going to see some selfies of us at the gym.
Yeah.
Peace. Y nada más vamos a ir tomando la foto y vámonos. Let's go for Starbucks.
I'm gonna be down for some tacos after that.
For real. But yeah, guys, thank you for continuing in this journey with us and being so supportive. It's like you're sitting here with us. I can just like, you know, just talking to us.
Yeah. We can hear what you're saying too.
Yeah, we can hear your thoughts.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to us. We'll see you in the next